Yesterday, in the Tarawih Salah, the 25th para was read, and the first 1.5 page continues with Hamim Sajda, the surah that started in the previous sipara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the sipara with this, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, that the knowledge of Qiyamat refers and returns only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the things, the knowledge of which is exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person can say the exact time when Qiyamah will take place. In all the books of Ahadith, Hadith is mentioned, which is known as Hadith of Jibra'il, where Jibra'il alayhi salam comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of a person in a very strange manner, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam various questions, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers, and after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers these questions, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam says, Sadaqta. So Sahaba says that we are surprised that he asked you the question, and then also he says, you have spoken the truth, we confirm what you have said. This is not an ordinary person, it is not of an ordinary person to behave like this, to say something like this. So he also asked the question that when will Qiyamah take place? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered like this, مَلْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The person who is asked and the person who is asking, both are ignorant regarding this. I don't know more than you regarding this. The next question Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam asks is, you don't know the exact time of Qiyamah, but tell us something about the signs of Qiyamah. So one of the signs today, inshallah, we'll mention. Next surah is Surah Ash-Shura. So this is also one of the surahs which begin with Hameem. It's a Makki surah, and you find Nabi sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning Tawheed, mentioning the Risalat, and showing his power and Qudrat so that people will take heed, believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mention is made of Qiyamah, bringing our attention to Qiyamah. So in this, there is an ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَقِمْ فَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. As you have been ordered, you should remain steadfast on your deen. That means you should not waver, you should not have a compromising attitude. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded of deen, you should be firm, you should be very strict, you shouldn't have a compromising attitude. And relevant to our times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. The Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, the non-Muslims, they will have certain demands on you, that you should have a compromising attitude, you should not speak bad of our gods and of our religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِي أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. You should not be following their desires and what they demand. وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. So Quran Sharif, which is 100%, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you, say, I believe in that, and I'm going to remain on that. I'm not going to waver this way and that way. In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ. Bringing your attention to this, that the purpose of our creation, that we are not sent here to amass the wealth of the dunya, to see how prosperous we are as far as the material things are concerned. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to prepare for the akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who makes his effort and he wants the harvest of the akhirat, then we will increase in his harvest. We'll give him more than what he expected. But on the other hand, that person who makes the dunya his be-all and end-all, he puts all his effort and his focus on dunya, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we're not deprived, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. But when he has being unmindful of the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. There is nothing for him in the akhirat. Akhirat which is forever and ever, he'll be empty-handed, he'll have nothing to his credit, and that person will be thrown into Jahannam forever and ever. In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, and which is the salient quality of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, that they have the welfare of their nations at heart, and they have no personal interest when they invite them towards deen, towards tawheed, towards risalat, towards preparing for the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. If I am presenting the da'wah of deen to you, I am presenting iman and deen to you, I don't expect any remuneration from you. I don't expect anything from you. Yes, since you are the people of Makkah and you are related to me by blood, just take into consideration that I am related to you. So if you just be compassionate to me, you'll be kind to me, you won't be harsh towards me. After a few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hope to everybody. He says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to accept the tawbah from His servants, which is just for us to ask. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks and forgives all sins. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that you do, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for you to stretch your hands in tawbah, to cry tears of repentance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all ready, all willing to accept our tawbah. In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. So calamities that befall people, whether it is in the form of a natural disaster, whether it is in the form of a tyrant ruler, oppressive rules that are placed on us, an enemy getting the upper hand over us. So all these calamities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these calamities reach you because of the doing of your own hands. In the Masnoon Dua, this is also taught to us. Allahumma la tusallit alayna bi dhunubina man la yakhafuka fina wa la yarhamuna. Allah, O Allah, do not put upon us, because by virtue of our sins, such a person that will not be compassionate and kind to us, and he will not fear you regarding us, he will oppress us. So he also, whatever calamities befall us, whether it may be in the form of a human oppressor, or it may be in the form of a natural disaster, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It is because of the doing of your hands. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take you to task for everything. Bulk of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks it. In the same page, at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of the believer. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So one quality of the believers is that they have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything that happens, whether it may be favorable or it may to my disadvantage, in every situation, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I should put my 100% trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality of a believer. Second quality of a believer is that they abstain from the major sins. So there is two things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared to be serious sins. He abstains from that. وَالْفَوَاحِشَ. He also abstains from lewd and immoral, indecent acts. The next quality of them is this, that they, when they go into a fit of rage and they become angry, they have the heart to forgive. So this is also a quality of a believer, that people around us may wrong us, they may do something that will irritate us, make us angry. the quality of the believer is, hum yaghfirun, he overlooks it, he forgives. The next quality of the believer is they heed the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means whatever is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100% they heed the call and answer the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They establish salah with all his etiquette, whether it may be in the outer form as well as the inner, they establish salah. And interesting, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. One quality of the believers is that they decide their matters with mashwara. That means they consult one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is infallible, who is without any blemish and flaw, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Make mashwara with the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So here also, this is also a quality of the believers, that they don't just do things without consulting. So that person who will make mashwara, he will not regret. So people that are experienced, who you should be making mashwara with, an alim, a learned person, an experienced person, somebody who has your welfare at heart, is not jealous of you, you'll ask him to give you advice regarding something. So he's got experience in that matter, and he will tell you what is in your best interest, and you won't regret after that. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the quality of the believer is this, that whatever rizq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them, they spend of that. That means they are generous in their spending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sometimes we are wronged. Somebody does wrong to us. So the Shariat, taking into consideration your sentiment and your emotions, allows you to take revenge. But you are only allowed to take revenge to the extent of the wrong that was done to you. If you do more than that, then you will be regarded as an oppressor, just like that person who initiated that crime. And then, so although you are allowed to take revenge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. What is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, the person exercises patience, he forgives and forgets, he overlooks it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not the work of weak-hearted people, this is from those matters which demand courage. So if a person considers himself to be a courageous person, then the acid test will be that in a situation like this, does he forgive and forget, or he still harbors enmity, hatred, and ill feelings toward the person that does wrong to him. In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his qudrat and his power. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Sovereignty of the earth and the skies belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is his prerogative, and it is his wish, he creates whoever and whatever he wishes. No person, no machine, no nothing has any effect on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively creates. And in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, don't you take heed in this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for some he will give only female offspring, and for some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give male offspring. For most people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them both male and female. And others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his prerogative, he makes some people barren, that means they have no children. The next surah is Surah Zukhruf. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a Makki surah, and here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention to his power and qudrat. He shows all the signs that a person should take heed, look into the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by doing so, making a person go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the ships and the animals that you alight and ride on, this is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for your benefit. The well-known dua that we read, when we alight and embark on a journey, when we sit in a conveyance, this is mentioned in this part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you say, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. When we all, in our childhood, you may have learned this, that when you embark, when you alight in a vehicle, you should be reading Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. The person should reflect on the meaning of the dua. The dua, the meaning is this, that glory be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made this subservient for me, for us. Sometimes it's an animal, a horse, a camel that has been made subservient to you. It is made to move at your beck and call. So you did not have the strength. It was not of you to make it subservient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it, made it such that you could take your work from it. And then as you are going on to your journey and you're going to return home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that don't forget your final destination, where we all have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, wa qala ibrahimu li abihi wa qawmihi innani bara'un mimma ta'budun. So when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam finds his community, his parents, his family all involved in idol worship, so he was born with fitrah, that means knowing the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was never acceptable to him. So he shows that he has nothing to do with what they believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ibrahim alayhi salam told his father and his people that I'm free from whatever you worship. So this should be the stand of a Muslim also, that the kufr and the ways of the kafir, a person should tell himself that I got nothing to do with it, I don't associate with it. So relevant to us, we're living in a country, we are surrounded by kafir, and kafir celebrations, for example Christmas, Easter and all these things, a Muslim got no truck with that. So he should make it clear that I am free from this. I don't identify with this. So in a where we come from, Durban, there's a lot of Hindus. So it should not be that a person associates with them in Diwali, etc. So all these things, a person should say that I got nothing to do with this. He keeps himself completely aloof and separated, and it should be distinctly shown that I've got told I don't have any truck with this, I don't have any identity with this, I completely separate myself from this. So this we learn from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam tells his father, so his own father, who does not have respect and compassion for his father, but he says when it comes to kufr, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is showing us the way that I've got nothing to do with this. After a few pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. We all have friends, associates, but the real friend will be that friend that will avail you in the akhirat, that will come to your assistance in the akhirat. So all the friends that a person had in the dunya, they will become enemies to you on the day of Qiyamah. Nobody will want to know anybody. A person will feel that it should not be that this person will ask me for something, he'll ask a favor from me and take away my good deeds. So everybody will become enemies to one another. People that will be friends to one another on the day of Qiyamah also will be the muttaqeen. Those people that led a life of righteousness, that led a life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those friends will come to your avail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the muttaqeen, and he says, oh my servants. So the muttaqeen are regarded as the favorites of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as mine, ya ibadi, and for them will be glad tidings. So those people and the friends that they had, which were also muttaqeen, together they will be given this glad tidings that there will be no fear and they will be entered into Jannat. The next surah is Surah Duhan. So Duhan refers to smoke, and this is one of the major signs that will occur before Qiyamah. It's also a Makki surah in which the scenes of Qiyamah are drawn, and many virtues have come regarding the surah, especially to recite the surah on the night of Friday, which is the night that is ahead of us. So a person should read this surah, and it is mentioned in the hadith that thousands of malaika make dua and maghfirat for that person who reads that surah. So Duhan refers to the fog that will occur before Qiyamah. It's one of the major signs of Qiyamah. And it is mentioned, as we have mentioned a few days ago, under the major signs, Mawlana Musa Patel Sahib had read it to us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow a fog to cover, envelop the whole dunya. And the effect of that will be that the believers will experience a little bit of a sniffle and a cold, and the kuffar and the non-Muslims will go into a drunken stupor. The next surah is Surah Jasiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, out of fear and out of awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody in the presence of, in the plains of Hashar, they will be kneeling on their knees. And every group will be called to their book of deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense each group with what they had done. And that, هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْتِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Nobody will be able to alter his book of deeds. This will be proof in his favor if he has been righteous, or it will be a proof against him. In the concluding ayat of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention to Qiyamah. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell them about Qiyamah and the life of the dead, then they would ridicule, and they would tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا نَدْرِي مَسْتَعَ. We don't know what is Qiyamah. We don't have any yaqeen in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them on the day of Qiyamah, Just like how you were unmindful and you showed your oblivion and you didn't want to pay heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيْتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. When they will be thrown into Jahannam, they will be allowed to rot in there, to continue to be tortured and tormented. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today we'll forget you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from forgetting. The meaning of that is, we will become unmindful of you. We'll leave you to rot in the and suffer in Jahannam, like how you had denied and showed your unmindfulness of this day of Qiyamah. As far as kafirs are concerned, they will remain for ever and ever, وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ, and no apology will be accepted from their side. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us.